This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the evening edition. I'm Ezra Zaid. Now, for the past 8 weeks, we've been airing a special series on migrant labour, exploring the topic from the perspective of policy and economics. This evening, and for the next 11 weeks in fact, we'll be continuing this migrant story through what we're calling our Far From Home series. This time, we'll be speaking directly to and looking into the lives of the migrant community. Bringing us through this journey is our intern and New York University student, Rama Pauzi, and in this first episode, she explores activism in the migrant community and what options are available for them if and when their rights are abused.
There are around 3 million migrants in Malaysia. Some reports say the number of migrants could reach up to 6 million. If we want to count the number of undocumented migrants living in this country, which in this case also includes the refugees, that's almost 1/5 of the total Malaysian population, and the migrant population continues to grow every year. Many migrant workers, especially the undocumented migrants, are vulnerable to exploitation and human rights abuses. Despite the fact that there are so many migrant workers in Malaysia, they mostly are not unionized and live in such segmented lives. They are not even educated about the kind of treatment they should be expecting from their employers. The result of this, most of the migrant workers do not know what their rights are, and they tend to only cling within their communities for support when a problem arises rather than seeking for legal help. But there are also migrants and local activists who spend a lot of time educating and unionizing migrant workers. Those who spend most of their time helping these migrants get their voice heard. Today, in the evening edition's Far From Home Migrant series, we will get some insights about activism work that happens in the migrant workers' community.
Nama saya Karmadi. Saya asal daripada Indonesia. Alamat lengkapnya di Desa Sidomukti, Kecamatan Beruntung, Kabupaten Lamongan. Dan umur saya 43, dan saya telah bekerja di Malaysia sebagai buruh binaan atau kontraktor dan tinggal di Ampang, Kampung Pandan.
That was Karmadi. Karmadi works in construction and he lives in Ampang. Karmadi came to Malaysia in 1989. Indonesia's economy was not doing very well then. The government were unable to provide enough jobs for the Indonesian high school graduates. Many at the prime of their age were left unemployed, wasted away, but their families must be fed. Malaysia then became the Indonesian youth's only solution for survival.
Pada masa itu amat berat saya untuk meninggalkan kedua orang tua, tetapi sudah menjadi pilihan saya untuk membantu. Jadi saya minta mohon diri kepada ibu bapak untuk diizinkan pergi ke Malaysia.
Karmadi's journey to Malaysia was not easy. The journey he had to Malaysia through the illegal route took him 3 days with no food. But that struggle also taught him why he must survive in this country. Karmadi has worked closely with various non-profits and human rights groups in making sure that the migrant workers in Malaysia are not exploited by their employers.
Sekarang ini saya sebagai buruh migran, di samping saya sebagai buruh migran, saya juga terlibat dalam aktivis baik di NGO Malaysia atau NGO Indonesia. Saya membantu teman-teman dari segi untuk mendapatkan hak beliau.
He shares a lot of his knowledge with migrant workers from various countries. To Karmadi, migrant workers must be educated about their rights. This includes knowing who to go to when they feel threatened and unsafe at their workplace, or whenever they feel that their rights are being abused. Karmadi lets them know which organization should they go to, and he makes sure that the migrants know that they do have rights. Karmadi says it is a responsibility for every migrant worker to help other migrant workers.
Karena dalam pandangan saya, bahwa saya harus memberikan pertolongan atau bantuan kepada teman-teman saya, baik daripada Indonesia atau Bangladesh atau Nepal yang tidak tahu haknya, maka saya berhak untuk memberikan sharing bagaimana bila berlaku sesuatu kejadian yang menimpa kepada diri kita, kemana kita akan membuat satu report. Jadi ada satu inisiatif yang perlu kita ambil perhatian agar segala sesuatu yang terjadi kepada kita, kepada kami buruh migran, maka kita cepat untuk mendapat respon atau bantuan.
Karmadi says many of these NGOs effectively provides legal help for migrants. At the very least, this assurance should give the migrant community some support system.
Jadi kebanyakan NGO-NGO ini setelah kita membuat laporan, maka dia akan merespon cepat dan membantu, baik dari segi lawyer dan lain-lain, agar apa yang menjadi hak para buruh migran ini cepat direspon oleh baik oleh pemerintah Malaysia atau pemerintah Indonesia.
When we come back, we'll learn about Karmadi's activism history and we'll listen to a local migrant activist. Earlier, we got to know Karmadi, an Indonesian construction worker and a migrant worker activist. He's so passionate about educating migrant workers about their rights, and he has been actively collaborating with a lot of NGOs concerning migrant workers' issues. One of the local activists who he has been working with is Adrian Pereira from the North-South Initiative organization.
I got involved in activism through my activism days as a student. We were active in the Catholic Student Society, and I had a bit of exposure on various social issues. So when I graduated in 2005, I decided to get involved full-time in social justice and human rights. And in the past few years, I've been working with different organizations. And last January, I decided to start my own small human rights organization, and me and a few colleagues decided to call it North-South Initiative.
Adrian knew Karmadi through his activism work with Tenaga Nita, an organization that has been involved in many migrant workers' issues. North-South Initiative partnered with IDEA, a workers' rights organization from Cambodia that helps many Cambodian migrant workers in and outside of Cambodia. Just like Karmadi, Adrian is also passionate about helping migrant workers.
Basically, one of the most motivating factor for me was bit of exposure I received in seeing how bad their migrant workers are being treated in the workplace by Malaysian society, their rights being violated. So that actually kind of disturbed me, and I also decided that I have to, with whatever experience I have, I can actually get involved in the issue. And I think one of the factors which made me a bit more sensitive towards migrant workers is I had an opportunity to work abroad for 3 years, and that made me see that all human beings are should be treated equally, regardless of which political boundary they come from or are going to. So that philosophy helped me shape my perspectives and respond towards the issue. So I feel that migrant workers should have equal access to other services which any Malaysian would have access to. And also, if you look at the class perspective, if you have a professional qualification, you come in with a different a different set of rules and laws, for example, the expatriates, and you're treated differently, especially in terms of respect, in terms of your salary, in terms of your the benefits that you get. But if you're a migrant worker, which you don't really have a very high qualification, you're given a different kind of treatment. So that inequality also kind of made me question the system, because migration is a very complex issue. It involves many factors. So for me, I took it as a challenge to get involved.
Having such insights about the motivations that drive migrant and local activists in their issues, I wonder what has been the turning point in Karmadi's life that got him involved in such issues. Karmadi told me he has not always been this aware of his rights as a worker since he came to Malaysia. But there was this incident in 2005 that taught him the importance of knowing his rights. For 2 months in 2005, he and 40 other migrant workers were not paid for all the plastering work that they did at Ampang. When they demanded the payment, their supervisor revealed that he never had the money to pay anyway. It was all up to the construction company to pay these workers. Karmadi was, however, told to just file a police report when he asked for payment again. This frustrating situation went on for a while. One Indonesian migrant workers NGO, Migrant Care, helped him filing further report. Karmadi even attempted to bring the matter to the Indonesian court and to the Indonesian president at the time, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. For a while, he thought justice will be served. But until today, the case has not yet solved. He was told by some Indonesian authorities that Malaysia had contributed a lot of money during tsunami to Indonesia. And because of this, Karmadi and his friends should learn to negotiate and tolerate such conditions. In other words, well, brush it off entirely.
Saya membuat keputusan, walaupun saya tidak diberi gaji, tetapi ini adalah satu pengalaman agar teman-teman saya atau saudara-saudara saya, baik daripada Indonesia atau dari Bangladesh, Nepal, dan lain-lain itu tidak mudah diperdaya oleh agensi atau majikan.
He still yet to get his 2 months pay, but this incident has taught him something more valuable. Workers are humans, and that exploitation of migrant workers under any situation should not be tolerated. He then became an activist since. Coming up next, Adrian and Karmadi will talk about the challenges they face as migrant workers' rights activists.
And now back to the first episode of our Far From Home series, where we speak about migrants and activism.
Karmadi says since he got involved with the migrant workers' rights groups such as the Naganita, North-South Initiatives and Migrant Care, things have changed for the better. He's much more well-informed about his rights and it opened up more possibilities for him.
Pengalaman sepanjang saya bersama NGO, ada perasaan senang karena saya mendapat pendidikan baru atau pelajaran baru atau ilmu baru yang selama ini saya tidak tahu dan saya tidak pernah ketemu dengan orang-orang penting. Maka dengan dengan mengikuti program-program daripada NGO, maka saya semakin mengetahui apa yang menjadi hak para buruh migran dan saya ada pengalaman-pengalaman yang selama ini saya tidak dapatkan.
Here's Adrian Pereira from North-South Initiative and why it's important for migrant workers to know about their rights.
It's important that that migrant workers know about their rights. They are able to make demands to their employers, make demands to the authorities according to what was promised, and hopefully with good leadership, more people will be empowered to with knowledge on their rights, and this can prevent or reduce human rights violations. So what happened is myself and my colleagues, we went together with our Cambodian friends or partners from IDEA, we visited some of the factory sites. We went to talk to the workers outside the factory and of course outside their working hours to build a friendship, to find out what is their working condition, what are the problems they face. So we basically did a mapping of some of the workers who come from Cambodia, and majority of them are from either the electronics or garment factories. And after 1 year of meeting with them, having discussions, we decided to form an association. It's actually an informal association because in Malaysia, your migrant workers are only allowed to join unions, but not lead a union or form their own union. So in that scenario, we decided to form an informal association with elections and with a selected group of leaders to continue empowering their own fellow workers. So after it took us about 1 year, and of course now we continue the various trainings together with the other Malaysian partners who consist of different organizations like the Bar Council, the Malaysian Trade Union Congress, and other like-minded NGOs like Tenaga Nita and other trade unions. Yep.
I asked Adrian why it's important for Malaysians and migrants themselves to get involved in migrant issues.
Yeah, if you look at the current political scenario, migrant workers or migrants have a very minimal or unsubstantial so-called unsubstantial role in terms of the political play in the country. So that causes them to be neglected in many perspectives. But actually, we must realize and acknowledge that the Malaysian workforce has a huge percentage and dependence on migrant workers. It is not easy to get the accurate statistics, but with the estimates about 30%, 20 to 30%, which is quite high. And of course, maybe another larger amount of undocumented workers. So naturally and historically, migrant workers have already been contributing to the economy. But unfortunately, because of the perspective of Malaysians towards them, when their human rights is violated, they don't get as much attention or assistance from society. And this overall situation is not really good for migrant workers, because they are also human. They also have dignity, and they should be treated with equal respect as any human being who comes to work or even stay in Malaysia. Yeah.
One of the main components that are in play to protect workers' rights is unions. Adrian does not call himself a unionist, but he agrees that forming unions can protect migrant workers in the long run.
But in terms of the unions in Malaysia, MTUC doesn't discriminate their policy. So they welcome migrant workers to join and participate in the union activity. And with unionism or unionizing, you get the benefit of collective bargaining. So together with the Malaysian workers, you can enter into collective bargaining to demand better wages, to demand better working conditions and standards. But I mean, as you know, in Malaysia, Malaysians' perspective towards migrant workers is not so positive. And one of the justification that is often used is because migrant workers come in with an expectation and with a need of a wage that is quite minimum. So in the local workers' mind, they feel that migrant workers are the cause for pushing down wages, but this is not true. It's actually the global factors of capitalism and the economic system that decides who gets what wage.
Being an activist also does not come without challenges and struggles. Just a few days before we met, Karmadi told me that his effort to help his undocumented friend who was exploited by a migrant workers agency has resulted in a dangerous threat. Karmadi brought the case to a local NGO and this agency is currently being investigated by the police.
Sebagai aktivis yang cabaran saya yang paling besar adalah mendapat perlawanan daripada majikan atau agensi bila mana kita membantu para pekerja atau para pati ini yang kedapatan ada kasus bersangkutan dengan agensi atau majikan, maka kalau majikan tersebut mengetahui bahwa siapa sebenarnya dalang di sebalik untuk memberikan bantuan hukum ini, kebanyakan beliau akan mengancam di sebalik itu.
And for a local migrant activist like Adrian, the challenges are still there, but a little different.
One of the biggest challenge, I think, in terms of organizing migrant workers would be for the undocumented workers and also for domestic workers. Because in Malaysia, and shockingly, I think all Malaysians should realize that not everybody has the luxury of that one day a week off. I think domestic workers, by law itself, do not fall under the labor law. So it's a bit difficult to organize and even ensure protection for them. So that is one of the biggest challenge, getting the domestic workers to be organized and empowered because they don't even have Sunday off. I think Malaysians really need to wake up and see how migrant workers are actually helping the country grow in terms of the different sectors, involvement in different sectors, in terms of contribution to the economy, in terms of enriching the situation, the cultural diversity situation in the country. We should embrace it rather than looking at it as a negative thing. And so there's a lot of mindset changing that needs to go on in this country. Yep.
Mindset changing. That's a really important one. It's also probably time for us to start humanizing the 6 million migrants in this country.
And that was Rama Pauzi, our intern and New York University student, speaking to us about migrants in Malaysia and activism. Join us again next week for another episode of our Far From Home series, where we speak to and look into the lives of the migrant community in Malaysia. This has been the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.